A 5-ton, 48-foot purple steel beam, filled with signatures and adorned with the Texas and U.S. flags, now sits on top of the Tobin Center. Bruce Bug, chair of the Bexar County Performing Arts Center Foundation, says the topping of the structure is the end of one of the first phases of reconstruction.
What we're going to do is finish the exterior structural steel topping out, and then we're going to move immediately to the next phase, which is we're going to close in the entire Tobin Center for the Performing Arts, which will be completed next May.
After the interior structure is closed in, interior construction can begin. That's expected to be completed in May of 2014, which will then be followed by fine-tuning the acoustics of the building. David Filner, the new president of the San Antonio Symphony, says that's something he's looking forward to.
The acoustics are going to be so great and so much improved that part of what's going to be interesting for the audience is the really big kinds of pieces, you know, Strauss, Wagner, those kinds of things, but also things like Mozart and Haydn that are smaller, that being able to hear better is going to really transform that experience.
The symphony would just be one of the many organizations that calls a Tobin Center home. Former San Antonio Mayor Phil Harburger, who helped kickstart the funding for the center, says it'll be the nexus of performing arts troupes like the ballet and opera.
They've really not had a place to go. I mean, they kind of, you know, went here and there, and they'd find a theater that wasn't being used or whatever. But this is home base. So it's going to grow the arts, I think, a great deal.
The center, which has 91% of its $203 million funding, still has a little less than 2 years until completion in September of 2014. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.